going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
We're queuing up your questions with the Middays AMA.
Ask me anything.
Glad you asked.
On Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Brought to you by Right From The Heart, rightfromtheheart.org. Final hour of the show brought to you by Reliable Heating and Air. Book an appointment for a convenient time at reliableair.com.
It's already started.
What happened?
We're talking about how ESPN is going to do Travis Hunter and his dad's sob stories the whole damn day. They already got a story up.
Yep.
Yep.
That will be, that's an easy prediction right there. That will be overkill tonight.
Yes.
As well as other various, like, mildly inappropriate life details that we'll find out about these kids tonight.
Yes.
Like, come on,
come
man.
On,
like,
man. Let them have any fun.
Let them have their fun. Like, don't have to drum up, oh, yeah, you just got drafted 7th overall. Isn't that exciting? Remember when your cousin died three weeks ago?
Yes.
Tell us about how sad that was.
Yeah, man.
Well, no, let's
let it go.
Let's be excited. We got a bunch of phone lines available if you want to jump on and ask a question. 404-726-0929. But we'll start with Mitch in Buckhead. Hey, Mitch.
Gentlemen, how are you?
Good.
Listen, I got a question for Randy, but it's about Andy.
Okay.
All right.
All right. So, you know, your partner there, Randy, is a semi-articulate guy. He's somewhat well-spoken.
Yeah, he is.
And,
he is.
And, but he has a weird way of saying the word that.
Who?
Have you ever noticed that?
Which word is it?
Which word?
That.
T-H-A-T?
Correct.
Okay.
How do you say it?
All right.
No.
He has a weird way of saying that.
Yeah, he has a strange way of saying the word that.
Will you imitate it for me?
Please.
Well, that.
Right.
Do I? You sound Southerner.
No.
Do I? Okay.
Well, hold on. Now, the question is, who does he sound like when he says the word that?
I don't pay that close attention to Andy saying that.
That.
To know this answer.
Do I make it a two-syllable word?
I don't know.
That's my favorite thing about my mother-in-law is all these one-syllable words. She makes two and three and four-syllable words with her southern accent.
Like
that. Or other things.
I don't know.
I don't think I do that. That. There it is.
Yeah,
that.
Okay, that. Oh, okay.
That.
I don't pay attention to it because I know what he's saying.
Huh.
You do say it. Now,
I guess I do say it weird.
Now I'm thinking about it.
But that was natural. The way I just said it was natural. I can't do it natural now
because
I'm thinking about it.
Yeah.
It's just got to come out in a sentence.
But now I just saw it now. I was like, oh.
And it did sound weird,
didn't
it?
It does sound.
Yeah.
I ain't gonna say it sounds weird.
But different.
But it sounds different.
Yeah. I don't know. I will say there's just certain words that for whatever reason have like a little bit of a
twang.
A little bit of a twang.
There you go. You've been long enough.
It was pointed out to me a couple years ago. We had a guest on, and I said, thank you for the time. I don't know.
I don't know.
I wish I had a cool accent. All you guys have awesome voices, and I got this boring-ass Pacific Northwest bland.
I can't tell.
Milk toast nothing voice.
I can't
voice.
Tell where you're from when you talk.
Exactly.
All right. I can tell.
That sucks.
I can tell when people are from the North. I can tell when people from Boston, New York, and everything like that.
People can tell where you're from, and it's great.
Because I'm from the South. But like you, I can't tell that you're from the Pacific Northwest.
I know. That's because it's a boring-ass voice.
I don't want to say all that.
Where is he from? Who knows? Could be anywhere.
Yeah, I ain't going to say all that.
Some place where people talk boring.
But I know, I never, until you just said that.
That.
I don't know. See, that. It ain't that bad.
Well, no, I just thought bad. I mean, it's how I say it. It's fine. But I'm sure there's a lot of different words I say weird. But I do appreciate Mitch's ear. Mo is in Columbus. Hey, Mo.
Andy, Randy, happy draft day.
Happy draft day to you.
Hey, so this is like non-sports related. You know how you get together with like a family member, your best friend, y'all sitting around, drinks start flowing, y'all start having random conversations, right?
Sure.
So my homeboy asked me, he was like, why do they ask, like, what's your race on a job application? And I was like, yeah, I mean, good question, because race, we're all human, so that should be the answer. But that got me to thinking about something else. So I said I was going to call and ask you all about it. So everybody always says native tongue, right?
Mm-hmm.
Why do we use native tongue instead of native voice? Because everybody's tongue pretty much looks the same, but everybody's voice doesn't sound the same. I just wanted to make y'all think today.
Okay.
Happy draft day again.
All right, Mo, thank you.
Well, it seemed like you and your partners, when you came up with that.
You guys weren't just drinking.
Y'all weren't just drinking. Y'all was damn smoking.
Yeah.
And y'all ass was sitting around in some beanbag for instance, all right?
Like, does seem like that.
Hey, man, what you think? It is always, and it probably wasn't Mo, it's probably his partner Tyree. Hey, man, you ever thought about this? And we all got that one partner that I tell you, what I call it, that damn jailhouse library conversation, brother. Man, you know, you ever thought about, you know, well, hey, man.
The other thing is, anytime somebody starts a question with, have you ever thought about it, the answer is always no.
No.
And of course I've never thought about
that. No, I never thought
about that. Also, you never thought about it until about 45 seconds ago.
No.
When it came into your high brain.
Yeah.
And then you started formulating this thought, and then you asked me that.
That's all that
was. So we can talk about it if you want to, but nobody ever thought about that before.
Yeah.
Native tongue.
Native tongue. I don't. What? Native tongue. Is that?
The language.
The
you
language,
speak?
Right?
Yeah.
I never ever thought that much about it, Mo.
No, I haven't either. But native, I do like the phrase, though, now that he brings it up.
Native
tongue. What's your native tongue?
Like, do people say that to people?
I don't know. But like, you know what you've heard the term.
I've heard the term, but I never heard nobody go, hey, so what's your native tongue? All I say is, where are you from?
Well, normally we just kind of know. Everybody speaks English.
Yeah, but
most people I encounter do.
But yeah, but like, even it's people that don't have, that have like broken English or something like that.
All right, so
hey, man, where you from?
Oh, you know it. All right.
I don't know it. I looked it up.
Okay.
I'm not gonna try to, you know, if I know stuff, I'll tell you, but I didn't know this. So it goes back to the Middle Ages when it was thought that your dialect or your voice was inherited from your mother.
Mm-hmm.
So native tongue is a play off of mother tongue.
Ah.
Wow.
So
that's
supposedly
weird.
If your mom has an accent,
mother
you get
weird.
That same accent inherited. So that's why it's called native
okay,
tongue.
Okay,
because your tongue is actually born. You're born with it.
Because there's nothing more that just perks, like makes me go, damn. Every time when I hear little English kids, little kids from English, my man. Like, it's just, for some reason, it's just the funniest thing ever. Or the Irish accent with the kids.
Kids with accents
phenomenal. Are just phenomenal.
Yeah, but if you take a baby from England
and
raise them in Louisiana, they're going to... They're going to come up with a Louisiana accent.
Yeah, they're going to have a Cajun accent.
This is awesome, too.
The only thing I disagree with about what Mo said is not everyone's tongue looks the same. A lot of different types of tongues out there. Big ones, little ones, pointy ones.
Correct.
Flat ones.
Yeah.
Thick ones.
All that.
You know what I mean?
What else? All of that.
I got a real, like, bouncy one.
Who's next?
Wendy in Lawrenceville. Hey, Wendy.
He has a bouncy tongue.
Hey.
Hi, Wendy.
Hey, Wendy.
When I was young... Hey, what's up? So when I was young, Dan Marino was the reason that I watched football.
A lot of people.
And I've heard some not nice things about him, and I was wondering what your opinion was. And also, Randy, on draft day, I don't know if you remember, myself and my ex-boyfriend Patrick, when you first started with the station, we actually sat next to you during draft day.
Oh, sweet.
And you were like,
which
like
one
that
was
girl,
that?
Wendy.
Which one was that?
Wendy and Patrick. You
it
remember
was when
them.
You first joined the station, the very first year.
Oh, was that the Keanu Neal one, right?
Yes, sir.
Oh, okay. I do remember Wendy. And I don't remember Patrick too much, but I do remember Wendy.
He's ex, so it doesn't matter.
Yeah, I do.
You didn't really care about him. You were just like, I like this girl.
I think I did say that.
What happened with you and Patrick?
I think I did say that.
He's an asshole. Oh,
oh Wendy!
Wonderful.
Bye, Wendy. Wendy!
That one's on her, but that one's partially on you, too.
How?
That was on me.
That was on Andy.
I said, what happened?
That one's on Andy, then.
I wanted to know.
She said
ex-boyfriend for a reason.
Yeah, not so good things about Dan. I have not heard any bad things about Dan Morrell.
You've obviously met him.
Yeah, I know that. Dan's good. Dan's always been nice and good to me. I don't know.
Yeah, I never heard anything bad about Dan Marino, except that he's like probably fun to hang out with.
Yeah.
I heard he's a good time.
That he is.
Yeah, that sounds cool.
That he is.
JT is in Atlanta. Hey, JT.
Good afternoon, gentlemen. How y'all doing?
Pretty good.
All right, so here's the question. You're a manager of a baseball team, ninth inning, and you had to have three hitters to come up. Who are your three hitters all time that you want in that position? And the score is tied, ninth inning. You need three hitters to come up to win the game. Who's your three hitters?
Okay.
Wow. So I need I need one run.
Three hitters for one run?
Then Barry Bonds up there first.
Yes, Barry.
0-1 Barry goes up there first.
Going Barry. I'm going to go.
If Barry doesn't get on.
Do we need somebody to get a hit? Because if we need somebody just to get a hit, I'm going Tony Gwynn.
Okay, so you want maybe Tony leads off.
Yeah, maybe let Tony lead off. Then I'm going to go Barry Bonds.
Yeah, and it's over now probably. Yeah. It's already over. Doesn't even matter who bats third, really.
Pick somebody from today.
Okay. How about Shohei Ohtani?
Yeah.
Put him up there.
Bam, bam, bam. There we go.
Pretty good.
There we go.
Yeah, I don't have a problem with any of those.
Yeah. But that's what I'm saying. Do we need a guy to get just a hit?
Yeah, just get a guy on base.
Get a guy on base.
Maybe Ricky Henderson, and then he can steal second.
Okay. Ricky gets on second, and then Barry comes up.
And then Barry comes up. And
I think Barry's your last batter.
You want Barry third?
Yeah, in case the first two screw up, you can still win the game like that.
I feel like if I send Barry up first, he's probably parking.
It's over.
We're probably good.
Give me
and Randy could bat second and third. If we're not coming up, it doesn't matter.
Give me Ichiro one.
Nah.
Tony Gwynn puts runners on the corners. And then Barry can sack fly at worst.
Ichiro's going to slap a little grounder to the third baseman and get thrown out.
It's not 40-year-old Ichiro. It's 32-year-old
Ichiro. All right, Jermaine's in Roswell. Hey, Jermaine.
Hey, and they're Randall. What's up?
Hi, Jermaine.
What's up, Jermaine?
What's up? Hey, I got a good one. Well, I just came over real quick. Now, y'all ready for the, last year we got hit with a surprise.
Right.
So if the Falcons come out with a surprise, they draft a offense, like a wide receiver or something, I'm turning the TV off. What y'all gonna do? What's the worst thing the manager y'all ever got when you're watching your sports team? My partner, he broke his phone. What's the worst thing y'all ever did?
All right, well, if they draft a wide receiver 15, I have to make a video about it.
The first thing you're going to do
I got to do is make a video
about
it.
Put it on our Instagram page.
So be looking out for that one. Oh, man. I've never been mad enough to do anything crazy about Georgia, the Braves. Nah, ever. I refuse to break anything.
Never broken
or anything like that.
Never broken anything. Tears have fallen.
Well, being as a kid.
Yeah.
Like, I'm trying to think.
I cried when the Sonics left. I was 24.
There's nothing wrong with that.
I was 24 years old.
There's nothing wrong with that, though. That was your squad.
That was my team.
Did you cry?
Huh?
Was it tear or was it?
I was in the car. I was driving home from work because I was on the air when they left.
Right.
We announced that we carried the press conference.
Right. And so
we thought it was going to be good news.
Uh-huh.
We thought they were going to hold them to their lease and make them stay one more year. And the mayor comes on, they're like, yeah, we took their deal, they're leaving.
So you sniffle?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
I was like, oh. I couldn't believe it actually happened. I still can't. 15 years later.
You sniffle a little bit, though.
Right now, it should be the Sonics playing the Vancouver Grizzlies in the playoffs. Instead, it's the damn Thunder
damn
and the Memphis,
Thunder
Grizzlies.
And Memphis Grizzlies.
We should be representing the Pacific Northwest.
That is funny.
Yeah, I mean, if they draft a wide receiver tonight at 15, I'm going to laugh. I'll be honest with you. I'm going to laugh, and then I'm going to get ready for tomorrow.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah. I see it.
I'm not going to be surprised.
No,
because how could you be surprised anymore at this point? We'll do one more. Will's in Smyrna. Hey, Will.
Hey, what's up, guys?
Hi, Will.
Probably a pretty simple answer to this question, but specifically for Shedeur Sanders, couldn't he not enter the draft and then just sign as a free agent with whatever team he wants to? or is there a specific reason why a player has to enter the draft?
Well, he's already in the draft, and but the option is if nobody drafts him, he's not going to just go be a free agent. Like, Shador, in my opinion, is a first-round quarterback. I think a lot of stuff about him that's being said is bullcrap.
Oh, yeah. That's why it's being said that's now, it's and being it's said being said, said anonymously.
Yeah, that's why I
think, cowards.
I think it's a bunch of crap and everything like that. But I think, you know, if his name was Sanders Shador and wasn't Deion's son, we didn't have this.
Yeah, no. But honestly, yeah. if he was call him whatever you want, no one would think twice about it.
No.
Because there would be no expectation that he would be some flashy athlete.
Exactly.
They would just look at him and be like, oh, that guy's a really solid, accurate, smart quarterback.
Yes.
That's a first-round quarterback right there. But no.
Can't be that simple.
Let's get takeaways of the day.
As our show heads into the final stretch, it's time for the takeaway of the day.
So many achievements.
On Andy and Randy, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Bo's not a tin hat wearer. Impelic contusions is an injury that Andy doesn't want.
Give him out, though.
Yeah. See, can't let it go.
Randy potty trained himself.
Yeah, man.
Three of us have great voices. One of us just has that.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Since the dawn of Major League Baseball, every player has honed their unique skills.
Judge, drill deep to left.
Ohtani connects and it's gone.
Skeen strikes out the side.
Bobby Witt Jr. throws in time.
Harper does it again.
Witness the hills of the game in ballparks nationwide. Get your tickets today at MLB.com/tickets. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
Now I'm going to think about it forever.
Just in case, Walter Nolan, John A. Barron, Kenneth Grant, Will Johnson, Maxwell Hairston. And I think we're not covered.
We said their names.
We've talked about everyone.
We said their names.
Yeah, we're covered.
They take a name we haven't said.
Damn.
Well, I'll talk to you tomorrow. We'll all be surprised together. We'll talk to you
tomorrow.